It truly is hard to believe that it was January 15th, 2009, when the whole world was captivated by USA Flight 1549 and its landing after being struck by birds, landing in the Hudson River, and landing to the point where no passengers were truly, truly hurt or in any way injured significantly of the 150 passengers and the five crew members that were on board. And the story of how they landed in water temperatures that were about 36 degrees. I mean, hypothermia, they say, could have set in between 5 and 8 minutes with the people that were on that plane. And I was talking with State Senator Jim Brochin when he was last on the show a while back, and he was sharing with me a story that he had heard from one of the passengers on that plane. And that conversation led us today to invite attorney James J. Hanks Jr. He said, call him Jim. James J. Hanks Jr. from Venable LLP law firm here in the Baltimore. And so first, Senator, Happy New Year to you.
Haven't seen you. Happy New Year to you. You're looking good.
I'm looking better than you. I had to get a shot in, attorney.
That's right. Session's starting tomorrow. I forgot about that.
We will talk, but I have to thank the Senator because as a servant of the people, Jim, he has brought lunch in here from our good Miller's Deli to make sure that we all have something to nibble. He knows how much we love Miller's, so he brought some good food in here. But the whole story that apparently you relayed was so captivating. We wanted to bring you in here, please, to talk about it because you, Jim Hanks, were the last passenger to get off of Flight 1549. And if we can, just start with the beginning because, I mean, it's a bright, sunny day, right? Yet you're getting onto the plane and you're just on a ship trip to Charlotte, right? You were headed to Charlotte, North Carolina. Just take us through as the plane is in the air at the very beginning and just another day, another flight, right?
Sure. Well, it seemed that way to me, C4. I do travel a lot, and this was a trip that was scheduled at the last minute. I was in New York for something else, and then a client called and said they were having a board of directors meeting in Charlotte that evening and the next day, and could I come down for it? So I agreed, and we booked a reservation from LaGuardia to Charlotte. And after I was finished with my business in Manhattan, went out to LaGuardia Airport, boarded the aircraft completely normally, and took my seat in the third row from the rear, aisle seat, 24C, and everything seemed pretty normal at that point. I remember thinking to myself that with a completely full flight, I did feel
A little cramped.
That's a good word. Cramped, a little, I wouldn't say uneasy, but cramped is definitely the right word. And, but I wouldn't say that that was any sort of premonition of anything, because occasionally I've had that feeling before on aircraft flights. And I remember thinking to myself, I'll be glad when this flight gets airborne.
Right.
And we're on the way. And so we taxied out and took off down the runway to the north. And it was, I learned later, almost exactly 90 seconds after takeoff, after wheels up, when we heard this tremendous racket inside the cabin. It was as though the aircraft was being pummeled